Kong Republic I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kong Cause.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of KongCast, brought to you by Kong Republic. My name is Yans, and I'm your host. And we are sitting with my co-host, Mr. Christian Moodley.
What up, guys?
What's up, guys? And then we have Mr. DJ Nova behind the camera doing the audio check as normal. If you guys already know us, then you definitely are a conqueror. But here at Kong Republic, we are with the people, for the people, and about the people. And today we have somebody who is a very special person to have in the building, ladies and gentlemen, a content creator, a sensational YouTuber. Please welcome Mr. King Omar.
Hey, yo, what's going on? What's good, my people, man? This is your boy, Kerry, and Academy Archer. We live, baby.
We live. We out here, guys. We out here. Welcome to KongCast, bro.
Thank you for coming through. Thank you for coming.
I appreciate being here, you know.
Away. Okay, so how we start.
We appreciate you being here, right?
100%.
So thank you for pulling through.
Nah, definitely. Okay, so normally how we started off, you know, just a couple of icebreakers to get you in the, you know.
We were talking
quite a bit before the camera started rolling. Yeah. So I think you're in the mood, but we got the icebreakers.
But let me go with this icebreaker, bro. Yeah. Okay, you could live on any planet in the known universe, our universe, right?
Yeah.
Which planet would it be?
Planet? That's so crazy. Like, bro, like, I don't know, nigga. Like, where would I go to another planet? I don't even know what happens in other planets, bro.
Yeah.
But I'll go to Mars because niggas speak about that a lot. And just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just go to Mars and see what's up.
Yeah, Elon is obsessed with that.
Yeah. So, and Elon got money. So, if I'm chilling with him, I'm good. So, I'm going to Mars with Elon. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait. Okay. My icebreaker is, what is something that you have to have in your fridge at all times?
In my fridge,
yeah,
I'd say water, but I'm capping. I don't even drink that much water. But what I have to have in my fridge all the time is butter. Yeah, I have to have butter.
Butter.
Bread and butter, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, how do you, you know what I'm saying?
Then you know you're easy.
Yeah, I'm nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So butter, you sort it out.
Ah, I'm good. Butter, sort it out.
But that's true. You know, you have to have butter in your fridge. That's actually a very good response.
Yeah.
Right? I wouldn't have said that. I would have said milk.
Milk too. Yeah.
But butter is like, it's
essential.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, essential.
Because it takes a long piece of bread.
Yeah.
And it makes it so much more.
You're enjoying it, bro.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let's get right into it, right?
Yeah.
So KO in the cut.
Yes, sir.
Bro, where does it come from?
Where does KO in the cut comes from?
Yeah, how did that come to be?
First, like, I used to go by a lot of names. Like, I had like a lot of names. First of all, I was like, okay, what was it? My Instagram name was again, what's the King Omar, the YouTuber? It was King Omar, the actor, or something like that. And it was always the something.
Right.
And then even got to a point where it's like KO. Yeah, after like KO, I just, King Omar was too long. So I was like, KO, take over. That was like my thing for a minute. And then I started hosting these big shoots and everything. And I kept saying like, cut. And then from then, I was just like,
it just came about.
That's basically how that came alive.
But that sounds dope, though. Bro.
Yeah.
You make it sound like it's so bland and thin. I mean, but it's weird that you say it just kind of came about.
Yeah, just in the moment type thing. It's like, okay, in the cut. And then I just
moved around
from there. Okay, in the cut.
Yeah, and then when Jake dropped that song, I'm in the cut, the boy in the cut. He didn't drop it, actually. He sent it to me on like WhatsApp and stuff. Like, that's my homeboy, Jake. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then from then, I just ran with that one because, like, yeah, nah, night suits.
You know? Okay, well, I want to know, since you've had all these names, you know, King Omar, the actor, what is your real name? Is it King Omar?
My real name, Omar is actually my real name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Omar is my real name. My first name, a lot of people don't know, and I don't know if I'm going to say it on camera. Some niggas might tune me out there, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
But you got to say it on KongCast, bro.
I got to say it.
Gotta say the full name.
My first name is actually Ed Hodge.
Oh,
Ed Hodge. It's Ed Hodge Omar, and then it actually came from my grandfather. That's where my name came from.
Oh, nice. Dope. So Omar's your surname?
No, my second name.
And your surname?
My surname is Ba.
Ah.
So Ed Hodge Omar Ba.
Okay.
That's a dope name, though, bro.
Yeah, bro. What? Yeah, that's looking crazy.
Yeah.
Ed Hodge Omar Ba.
Yeah.
That sounds like a brand, bro.
Sounds like an expensive signature.
Yeah. Expensive signature, straight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no. Find out your real name, man.
So tell us about your childhood.
Mm. My childhood. What exactly do you want to know about my childhood?
Where did you grow up?
Yeah.
Oh, yo, I moved out. I moved a lot. But like, I was born in Angola. Mm, you know, okay. I'm not from Angola, from Guinea, West Africa. But I was born in Angola. And then I moved here at the age of 6.
Oh.
So I grew up in a... I'm not going to say the age I grew up, because that's where I stay. Mm. Yeah. But I grew up in the east side of Johannesburg.
Mm.
And yeah, in South Africa, I've been here for basically all my life.
So yeah. And mostly on the east side of Joburg, no?
Yeah, always on the east side. Actually, on like 2 streets of the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Have you traveled back?
I went in grade 10, which was like 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
2017, I went back to Guinea. But I haven't been to Angola ever since.
How's it, bro? Yeah. Is it beautiful?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. Obviously, not as modern as this side.
Okay.
There's a lot of people. Yeah, it's a lot of people. That's how I know the streets always packed and everything. It's a whole new vibe. It's not what we used to, let me say that.
Yeah.
If you go there, you'll be like, no, you experience a different place. But obviously also if you wanna be bougie and you also go to the sands and off that side, you also feel like you're in South Africa. But like obviously when you go back home, you have to go back home. You know what I'm saying?
So. Oh, okay. Well, since you are a YouTuber, you know, very successful YouTuber as well, you know.
Not yet, just getting started.
just getting started. That's the way. But since you are, you know where you are right now, when it comes to getting advice, do you have a mentor who advises you or anything, you know, or do you just wing it on your own? It's just you.
I'd like to say I wing it on my own, because like I don't really like ask people, yo, what's the move, what's the word, what's the blah, blah. But right. what I'd love to say is I have a very good friend group.
Yeah.
And most of my friends have been with me since the beginning. Like, these are people who I started videos with. These are people, like, the first time I've ever been on camera is because of, like, King's Look. He was actually shooting, and I was like, yo, he needed an extra. I pulled up on this thing. So, like, those people are still around me till today. So, those are people who, like, keep me grounded, keep me, like, pushing and motivating and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And in terms of inspirations to keep going, I just looked up to like my favorite YouTubers. Like, one of the guys I looked up to a lot is actually DDG.
Okay.
And like Kaisenet and all of them, obviously. Like King Sid also I watch a lot.
Yeah.
So those are people, whenever I watch them and I see the way they live and the way they move and everything, I just like, yeah, I know. That's where I want to be.
It's right.
You know, being a YouTuber, sir, and like, you know, yeah, sort of a very successful one and a big YouTuber as well, right? Mm. You have to create your own content. You have to make your own cuts. You have to shoot your own stuff. I mean, initially, that's where it starts, right?
Mm.
But let's talk about if things flip. Because we do believe that YouTube is the future. Mm. We do believe that, you know, online is taking over mainstream, you know. Still, some people are still in denial. But let's face it, bro. Like, you know, things are changing rapidly.
Mm.
And, your audience, at least, is bigger than most small town newspaper distributions.
Yeah.
Which is quite crazy, bro. You know, which is crazy. I'm talking about like...
Gang,
yeah, I know. It's crazy, dude. Okay. So, you know, my question being, what happens if... And this is a hypothetical question. There was no budget constraints. This is a full-on production. KO in the cut is now a full-on production. Mm, so you have all the cameramen in the world. All the editors in the world.
You can go anywhere.
All the money in the world. Yeah. Everything you need. What kind of content would you start creating?
Yeah. My idea is to just go like, bro, if I had all of that, just know I'm jumping with you every single day, if not twice a day type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yo, it'll go crazy.
Yeah.
It'll go crazy, crazy.
Is but there any type of content that you're thinking about? Like, man.
No budget
constraints whatsoever. This is what
I'm doing. Now I drop my ideas and someone steals it. Y'all rich niggas better not steal my idea.
They still need copyright the budget, bro. Thing. Don't worry.
There's rich niggas out there be like, do that shit. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things I actually want to start. There's a lot of things I want to, like, shows and things I want to do. But what I'd like to say is one of the main ideas that I'm actually saying, this is my next move type thing, is I'm actually going to do a lot of, like, they're not giveaways, but they're, like, for the people, with the people.
You know what
I mean? So, like, a whole bunch of challenges where niggas can just come through, win prizes of doing this thing.
Mr. Beast stuff, Mr. Beast things.
Yeah, no, not really Mr. Beast. Okay, yeah, cool. Like, you can say Mr. Beast, but, like, make it, like, African-wise. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Type of vibes like that. You know what I'm saying? Just do the craziest things ever. Travel a lot also, especially there. I love traveling.
Yeah.
So, just travel a lot, meet a lot of people, and create crazy content. Whatever. Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, with the people for the people. You know, he sounds dope. Like he's from Cobb. Okay, man, when it comes to all the YouTubers that you look up to, everyone that you know about, and you know, you really zone into the content that they make, which international YouTuber would you like to collaborate with and why?
Yo, there's a lot.
Because you've collaborated with almost everyone
locally.
Here.
Locally. So we can't ask locally. You got everyone.
Everyone is in your videos here, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So internationally,
internationally, let's go to areas. Let's do areas. Let's go crazy.
Sure.
If I have to say the UK, I'm looking at, I have to do a video with the Sidemen. I have to do a video with Beta Squad.
Right.
Those two, I have to, like, I have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you go to the US, I have to make videos with DDG. I have to do King Sid.
Right.
I have to do a video with Kaisenet. I have to, yo, there's a lot. Gideon. Bro, I have to do a video with all of them. Like, all of them.
Yeah, I know. There's a list straight up.
No, there's a list. And this is just the top of the list. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obviously, when I go there, so I have to start with the small YouTubers
sure.
and get to their level.
Yeah.
So, soon though.
No, you know, but you big here, they're gonna see that you big here, and then they'll be like, let's go with let's do South Africans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the plan, that's the movement.
Okay.
So sir, with your big audience, right? Did you ever think about e-commerce seriously in South Africa? Because e-commerce is growing by double figures, right? And you know, based on the line of your subscribers, you know, you got a massive audience. Did you ever think about, like, seriously looking to, you know, starting your own, like, clothing line with your own website?
You know, me personally, like, I'm a businessman. I like making money, you know what I'm saying? I do all this thing for the money, you know what I'm saying? I actually have a clothing line already. I'm not wearing it today. I was wearing it the other time I got you.
Yeah.
Carrying the cut.
So can I ask you something, sir? Because you focused on the content and making more content and stuff like that. How would you feel about a company that comes in and fill that gap for you, though?
No, that would be amazing.
You know, somebody that, like, does your photo shoot. Someone that comes in and manages the e-commerce. Someone that makes sure the shipping. Someone that has customer queries. What do you think of a company like that?
I just need someone who's actually about it and actually knows what they're doing. Not just getting started. You know what I mean? So we can actually push this to the next level. Because if we're all just getting started, we're going to be here for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
We're going to be here for a minute.
I just want someone who's already out there doing their thing. Hit me up. Like, I need, like, brand manager. I need a freaking camera crew. I need a editor. I need a thing, all of that. Because I do everything.
Right.
Myself. I don't want to say myself, because also my boys also help me out a lot. Like, with editing, now I know Sluk edits half of my videos now. So that's helping me a lot. And, but I just need someone for, like, to handle the merch, all of that.
Well, sir, we might have a solution for you. So in the next 2 months' time, we're going to be opening a division at Kongya, where we're going to have internal web designers. We currently have our own studio where we shoot our stuff, and we manage commercial clients where we do marketing and advertising. So now we're going to be integrating all these services and selling to influencers like yourself, where we then come in, work on a catalog with designers, with you, and like a business, we do a presentation, and like a client, we go through your options, look at a strat, look at seasonal wear, manage the website, and we do the manufacturing and end-to-end delivery. We're starting off with locally, South Africa, and then we're going to quickly move
international.
Within Africa.
Africa, yes.
And then within a year, we want to be in international shipping.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to be launching that. What would you find helpful? Would you think something like this could be of a massive benefit to you?
Yeah, obviously. Like, depends on obviously how everything is pitched to me. You know what I mean?
Because
if you give me a good pitch, good idea, you know what I'm saying? I like making money. So if you show me big figures, and we can run something happen.
Yeah, I think you might be happy with the figures, right?
Because
this is not just a deal where, you know, it's like, what do you come with, what we come with. It's a deal where we actually throw in money, and the credit line we throw in at this to partner, because we can only afford to do it with so many people, right? And the first year rollout, I think we said about 25 people, which is a 2.5 million rand credit. The reason I say that is because every partner we partner, we're going to be investing 100,000 of real money. So it's not a thing of like, oh, because we coming, it's yeah. Kong is coming serious, bro.
Straight up.
You know, we bring in camera people, we bring in our studio, we bring in marketing, we bring in designers, we bring in editors. So, you know, we do believe we'll be the first people within the South African culture to be doing this. Nobody's really focusing on this here. And it's a very new thing because nobody really wants to pay for the services.
Mm.
You know, everybody wants something for free. Right? So nobody wants to pay for the services because our commercial clients, they pay for us to do these things, right? Mm. So we actually want to partner up with people
Influences.
And create business relationship, long-term business relationship, where we could see, hey, you know, you're a brand that we could not just sell e-commerce on. Mm. You're a brand that we could take to retail.
Sure.
You're a brand that we could, you know, take into cosmetics or clothing or something like that. You know, so we think it's a big part in the whole culture that's missing, you know, especially within South Africa, and we're trying to cover that. But I just wanted to inform you what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, what we're going to be doing.
And we are looking at people like you.
Yes.
When I say people like you, we are looking at you to do this pitch. Yeah. And you know, we just wanted to get people's take and your take. And then, you know, the reason we're asking you like this is that because it's also a bit of market research from our side.
Yeah,
you know, is it worth it? Is this kind of investment justified, you know? Mm. Because we pride ourselves for services, and everything about what we're trying to do with this year is to make sure that the end user or our partner that partners up with us, it's a whole like burden off their shoulder, your shoulders, you know, because so like you said, you're a brand in itself, you know, you're such a big platform. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that's what we're going to be rolling out, and I had to do a little pitch.
Small pitch, good one. There's going to be better pitches coming straight up in the next 2 months, but that's what we're trying to do, man. We're just trying to influence the culture, you know, and be a collective where a space where people can come through and everything is just under one roof.
Yeah.
And then when the merch comes out, you know, then we all partner up in a very fair and good way. And pitch the bears, good to go. Mm. But guys, hey, that was our business talk. We're going to be back with more talk right after this ad break.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Kongcast. And this time, we are in the building with the one, the only King, Omar.
Hey. KO in the cut.
Let's go. Okay, well, another question off that ad break, G. 2015, you started your YouTube page, right? 2015, you started off. What made you even think about YouTube in the first place? And who were you watching that inspired you in that time?
That time, man.
Yeah.
No, we have to go back. We have to backtrack. You know, YouTube is like I don't want to say a seasonal thing, but like you got a couple of years on YouTube, and then it's like raps. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the person I used to watch back then, I actually used to do skits that time. And that time skits was popping. We used to do skits. We used to watch a lot
like
of
Kim, Vines.
Yeah, like
stuff.
Vines. And stuff. We used to watch a lot of Kim Bash and all of that. And like we used to basically post most of our Vines on YouTube.
Mm.
And that time Vines was also dying down. Mm. So all the Vine stars were actually going to YouTube.
YouTube.
And we're
right.
like, let's also target this now before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what we were doing. Like Kim Bash, Logan Paul era. Logan Paul came a little bit after, like 2 years after. But like Logan Paul era, Adam Sally, if you know Adam Sally around that area, that means you've been on YouTube.
Yeah.
But like the real OGs, the real OGs of YouTube. And also like Kim, I actually did it just start watching him like 2016, 17. Yeah, I used to watch DDG when he had like a 100K subscribers type thing.
Yeah.
And now he's on like a couple of mils. It's crazy. So
that's what we were watching, man. And what made you even go into YouTube? That's it? Just from Vines, you were like, let's just transition to YouTube.
No, because the thing is, I was always used to be like this guy who always used to be in front of the camera
in high
school and all of that. So like it was a thing of like I just have to do it because I'm doing Vines. So I was just like I have to do the YouTube thing.
Mm.
And I just started it slowly, and now look, we're here today.
Yeah, now you're here, man.
Yeah.
You know, I asked you earlier. So when you started YouTube, like you know, and I asked you off camera when you started YouTube, how like did you think you're going to be here today? And you, and your response was, you know what? I was hungry from the time I started. You know, so you really were like focused, because in that same conversation, you said, okay, cool. No, then it's a million, then 10 million, then 100 million. I mean, you are hungry, bro. And you have this foresight, but did you ever expect the growth as rapid as it came?
There was no rapid, nothing. Took me 6 years to get 100K subscribers.
Right.
You know, you know what I mean? I'd say that it happened quick in a short period of time, but like, I've been doing YouTube, so that's why it happened that quick at that point in time. Because like, if you gave someone else the same amount of like growth at this specific time without the experience that I had, I was not going to be able to get the level I am today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just because the fact that I've been on YouTube for a minute, I know how things actually work around here. I know how to produce quick content, good quality content. If you look at my channel, you know, quality is there, good content is there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, at the time where like YouTube was like, okay, cool, we got to put you in the algorithm. Let's see what you can do for the next few months. I was like, oh, you're going to give me this opportunity? Let me actually show you what you can do. Because that month, literally, in that month, it was last year, June, I hit, on my birthday actually, I hit 20K subscribers. The year I turned 20, I hit 20K subscribers. And in that same month, we got another 20K. So end of June, 13 days, we got 20K subscribers in 13 days. So now in June, we hit 40K subscribers. And then in July, I think we were going for 70. June, July, August, we were going for like 90. I think just end of August, we hit 100K. So. Especially in 2 months, we hit. Like, we got like nearly, let's just say we got 100K subscribers in 2 months.
2 months.
So basically. That's but then crazy, it's because of 6 years of work.
100%.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things.
Okay. Yeah,
that's amazing. So, but tell me something, you know, YouTube is, you know, it's a serious platform.
Yeah.
You know, big brands do YouTube, like big shows does YouTube, you know. In America, news outlets, YouTube is one of the main form of consumption, you know? Do you think YouTube is something that can be done for the rest of your career?
No, definitely. Definitely. Like, I just feel like people are going to stop eventually watching TV.
100%.
You know what I mean? Because, like, that's the crazy thing. I'm saying this right now. That's actually what RIP Ricky Rick, that's what Ricky Rick actually told me. Like, the first time I actually had a conversation with Ricky Rick, he was like, yo, you must actually push what you're doing. TV is no more going to be a thing. So you, what you're doing right now, you're actually building the next generation. So no matter how hard it gets or whatever, don't ever stop. Just continue going and find how to monetize that and keep pushing.
Right.
That's exactly what he told me. And ever since that time, I just knew one day, it's gone.
One day, no? Man, RIP Ricky Rick, as usual, you know. But yeah, since your popularity has risen, you know, because I mean, you've hit milestone after milestone after milestone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So since your popularity has gone up, has your has the pressures gone up as well? The stress levels as well, have they gone up?
Personally, like, I don't know what it is now, but I just feel like I'm not really there yet. You know what I mean? I'm not really there to a point of like, oh, like I can't leave the house. Oh, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm not really there yet. And I just feel like I'm such a cool person. Like, even like if my fans and stuff meet me and stuff like that, they'll just be like, this is a normal guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just how I want to build with them. Because, like, as much as they're, like, my fans and stuff, they're more of, like, my family. Because we're going to grow together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is just the beginning phases. Like, 180K subscribers, that's like, little. You know what I mean? When I want, like, 10 more or something, and then I have my 180K, I'm going to be like, those are niggas who know me since birth.
For sure.
So, like, 10 more, that's when I'll be like, okay, cool. Now you got to chill out of me. You know, they can't do a couple of things.
Yeah.
But for now, I just feel like, just getting started, so I don't feel like it's stress. There's no pressure.
Yeah.
I can dip anytime.
Right.
I can just be like, okay, cool. I don't want to do good. YouTube no more. I'm good. And it's not a thing of like, oh no, I don't know what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life. Like, I'm still young. I can still do a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I started making money way before YouTube. So it's not even a thing of like, oh, I'm gonna be broke in my life if I stop YouTube. Nah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a thing of like, I'm doing this because I know it's gonna benefit me in the future.
Yeah.
So I just keep pushing it and see what happens.
But is there stress when it comes to like making content and like always to be on that grind? Are you always
not really.
Like,
I'm more of a guy of like, give people good content.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if I'm like, literally like, if you check my channel this month, I know people are hating on me right now, but like this whole month I didn't upload even a video. I didn't upload even one video on my main channel. I just been pushing the vlog channel because I just feel like I haven't been like, in the mood to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to be in that vibe, you know what I'm saying? That loud energy vibe that I'm always giving on the camera quality. And I've shot a couple of videos, but I just feel like it's not like, I just don't want to throw out things to you guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just be like, okay, now I'm just going to give you guys my raw format on my vlogs, chilling with you guys every day, you know what I mean? Upload there, push that way. And then when I have the serious bangers, which is next month, I'm going to push on the main channel, you know?
Exactly.
So
also, whenever I think you've become a little bit more selective now about what you're putting out.
Like, I just feel like whenever I want to take a break, I take a break.
Ah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is also, because I've been on YouTube for so long, I know how to, like, hit back. I fell off. So people talking about I fell off. Yeah, bro, I've been falling off, though. You know what I mean? Every time, though, like, every time someone tells me, oh, you fell off, I'm like, oh, I remember when I was on, like, 5K subscribers and someone else told me I fell off because I was getting 100 views.
Yeah.
And then next minute I'm on 10K and then I fell off again. Then I'm on 20K, I fell off again. Now I'm on 100K, tell him I'm falling off again. Where am I falling to? You know what I'm saying? I just see growth, you tell him I'm falling, but it's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even right now,
I think they're just haters.
Yeah,
bro.
Just haters.
Just haters. Just haters alone.
Yeah,
bro.
And then when I hit back again, they're going to be like, oh, I'm on the mill. Oh, you're gonna fall again? It's not gonna happen.
It's not that.
You know what I'm saying? And if I fall, it's because I don't want to do it no more. It's not because, like,
no, but sir, I'm sorry to cut you off. You ain't falling now, right? We do marketing and analytics. You ain't falling, right? You ain't falling.
I'm just getting started. I'm warming up.
Let me
the race haven't even began. You know what I'm saying?
It's a footing thing because I got some statistics here, right?
Yeah,
13 million views.
Yeah,
13 million views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Consistency for 3 years nonstop.
Mm.
Consistent, I'm talking about aggressively posting, right? Averaging 361,000 views on the average. Now, we're talking about the average. If you take your highest, your lowest, and your average them out.
Yeah. Per month.
Bro, that ain't falling.
That's not falling.
Bro. That ain't falling. Sir, listen to me. What makes your content so successful? Because I can tell you now you're not falling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you had that spike of growth, but we worked out your average numbers here. That is very good numbers. And I know you said that growth came from within the last few months. But your content is successful because YouTube put you in the spotlight, right? Mm. But your content still
holds,
100%.
Yeah.
Right? So what makes your creative thinking and your content so successful, sir? Mm. Because it really is.
I just feel like my channel gives, like, my main channel, King Omar, gives a lot of people a platform to, like, explode.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Platform to be themselves. You know what I'm saying? That channel, King Omar, like, no matter how you look at it and which angle you look at it, but that channel has helped so many South African YouTubers. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Because that channel just helps people, like, come do your thing, explode, and then you'll take it off from there, whatever you do.
100%,
So, like, with me, the main thing I do is I'm basically like a talent scout. You know what I mean? I literally go on my Instagram, I'm like, you look like a cool person.
Right.
And, like, you'll be fit for this type of video.
Mm.
Let me put you in that video. And then when you explode, then make videos with you. You know what I'm saying? Give you your thing. Because, like, it's a give and take situation.
Yeah. Mm.
You're going to get all your clout. Cool. I'm also going to eat off that clout that you're going to get.
Sure.
And then we move from there until I say, okay, cool. You're good now. There's someone else I want to, you know what I'm saying,
right,
work with. And work with.
Ah, good man, bro.
No, that's how you've collaborated with literally almost every YouTuber.
Yeah, man.
Almost every YouTuber.
The whole of YouTube is on King Omar.
Hey, bro.
If you want to know South African YouTubers, just go watch King Omar.
Go to King Omar's channel. That's it, man. Okay, but from which video, like, if you think about it now, which video back in the day, before, you know, the spike of growth and everything, hit and hit a, made a mark on the internet where it was successful and then it just inspired you and you wanted to make more from that? It just, like, motivated you to make more.
Let's backtrack. Let's start from the small numbers.
Yeah.
The first ever video that went crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I can say this video because this video is no more on YouTube or anything like that. But we did a fake terrorist prank.
Fake terrorist.
Oh, that's why it's no more on YouTube.
This is a long time ago. This is like, back in the days type thing.
Yeah.
We had a fake terrorist prank. And that one went crazy. That one went crazy to the point it was even on the news and stuff.
What?
Really? And, so what you guys did? Yeah. What you guys, I don't hear this. Like, YouTube
now. The thing is, like, I'm Muslim personally, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
So we just dressed up and everything. And then we just, went to the mall and dropped a bag.
Mm.
And just started running.
Oh, okay. You know
what I'm saying? So that whole thing just got a big commotion out there. And then that video went crazy. But when we eventually got to a certain level, we're like, yeah, no, let's remove that video.
Yeah.
But if you don't want it today, I must still drop it. But that's not the point. But yeah. That was the first ever video to go crazy. But when I'm saying go crazy, this is back in the days. I'm talking about like 5K views crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about like a mo. I'm talking about like 5K views
and
crazy.
And what subscription, when you say back in the day, well, how big were you?
I'm talking about before we hit 1,000.
Oh,
before we hit 1,000
subs. That's like back in the day. Yeah, like, because you hit 1,000 100 few times.
Yeah. No, but also, I hit 1,000 in 2020 or 2019. I hit 1,000 subscribers.
What?
Yeah, I hit 1,000 subscribers 2019 or 2020. So that's why, like, that's why I'm not fazed by these numbers. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm used to, like, the thing is, I've been on YouTube for so long, like, I don't see a bad number.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get 10,000 views. I'm like, I used to get 2, 3, 4 views. I'm like, I was cooling. You know what I mean? So that was the first video that ever like popped off. And then the second video that was also like a good growth was when we did, what was that video's name again? Fake employee. So we used to dress up like a McDonald's employee and like work the drive-thru and stuff like that.
Oh, no way.
So, you go impersonate.
Yeah.
Impersonate being an employee.
And, like take orders and stuff, just throw people and like make them do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? And then we got into trouble also with that video. That's another long story. But
yeah.
That was the second video that went like crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the third videos was basically our normal public interview videos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Crazy. The normal, what is your body count? What is your size? Blah, 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 that. And actually the biggest public interview that went crazy was the one I did with Uncle Vinny. That was the first video that I was like, okay, yeah, this is the one.
It's going, man.
It was how much you're offered with.
Which
is it? The pop-up store for Ricky Rick, the Cotton Fest one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one hit 100K in like a week.
Yeah.
No, actually not a week. Fun fact, me and Vinny actually, like, we didn't grow up together, but, like, we were cooling way before Vinny was actually Uncle Vinny, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So that's my boy since long time. So I hit him up, I was like, yo, bro, should I promo there? And this guy was, like, on 300-400K at that time. So he promoted a video a couple of times on his story, and that video actually hit, like, 100K views in, like, a week or two. And then after that video, all my videos now started doing 20, 30. Easy.
Yeah.
And then from that point forward, then that's now we in the grind.
Yeah,
now we're hot now.
Yeah,
we're like, yo, bro, we're not falling off here.
At all.
We're making the bare minimum from YouTube. We're like, yeah, this is our chance to sign. Like, we're finally getting money from YouTube. You know what I'm saying? This is actually, this was the time I started getting monetized, started making money. Mm. So this is the first month checks came. We were like, yeah, I know. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Boys, let's focus up.
Let's
if we
it.
Can do this, like the way we actually push, we're making a whole lot of money.
Right.
We're like, cool. We started pushing. And then Smash Your Pass came.
Yeah.
When Smash Your Pass came,
that one
we just did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Until now, we're still pushing that one. We're still going crazy with that because people just love it.
Yeah, no, it's going mad.
I know you did the Cape Town dish celebrity.
Yeah.
Dish.
Yeah.
Just that we're going to see it on TV.
Yeah. No, actually, they've actually hit me up talking about putting it on TV.
Bro. Yeah.
But the thing is also, the issue with putting it on TV is there's a lot of money involved, but there's no genuine growth.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't see like how we're going to benefit from that. Because like if they're going to tell me I'm going to put it on TV, but it's only going on TV.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Can't post me back
on your channel. Sure.
And I'm just like, okay, that's cool because you're going to pay me to do it. But like at the same time, it's like I'm not going to be able to grow.
Mm.
Whereas if I put on my own channel, I'm not going to make as much, obviously, as you're going to pay me because TV niggas got money.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm going to grow to a certain level, then my rates are going to be crazy.
Right.
So whenever you want to come back with the same conversation, it's not going to be the same number that you gave me the previous time.
Mm.
So that's why I just focus on pushing through my channel and not just selling out the show like that.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like it's just
fake terrorist. But yeah, he's been on it.
You know, I must ask you something though, sir, because I know we all know your Smash Your Pass stuff. I mean, it's legend, right?
Yeah.
Mm. But like, tell me about the McD stuff because I never see that. Did you remove that from your channel?
Yeah, I removed all of them.
Well, what happened there, bro? Because you said you got in trouble for that.
Yeah, no, we got in trouble.
We saw all your content.
There's a lot of story. That's a story for another day. Bro, like, that's a deep story, bro. Like,
what?
Shit went down. Just know, shit went down. You know what I'm saying? And if one turn hit another turn, bro, I was not gonna be here right now. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I
couldn't. No way.
Really?
Did it go down that bad?
No, not like I'll be dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll probably be locked up type shit. So
yeah.
I'm talking about that.
Damn.
Yeah. It is a thing of like lawsuits type shit. Yeah.
What? Oh, jeez. Yeah. That's hectic.
No, it was hectic. It was
crazy. So McDonald's obviously pursued it.
Kind of, not really, but it was like, but everything cleared out at the end, was done. All I had to do was delete the videos and suffer some consequences, but like, can't talk about that on camera, otherwise I'm catching, you know what I mean? Let me keep quiet.
But you got the growth though. Huh? You got the growth though.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
No,
dude.
Wow.
That's
so crazy. We suffer for content.
But maybe when we hit 500k, I might do another one, so.
Hey.
Go to another country and do it, you know what I mean?
You know, put it on record, we need to shoot King Omar 500 video, right?
500k video. Nah, that would be dope, man.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, man.
Because people love those videos.
Let's talk about like your production, right? Like you said, you do everything yourself, and you know, editing takes time. Thinking of concepts take time. You make it look good. You make it look easy, you know, because we look at the channel, we don't see all the effort that's involved. We see all the fun stuff. But realistically speaking, sir, you're high end, and I'm talking about the main channel, right? How long does it take you to like come up with concept, shoot it, edit it, post it, and then because you're still going up and down with comments and that kind of stuff, right? How long would you say is that process, or what have you got that process down to now?
It just depends on how locked in I'm in, you know what I mean? Like, if, bro, like, if we locked in, like, like, if me and my boys are all locked in, like, we're like, you know, actually, we're going to push this, you know what I'm saying? Because in my, let me say my team, né, I have one of my closest friends, who's just King Slug. He's the first one I ever started doing YouTube, probably a satire shit. You know what I mean? So he edits like most of my big videos. Like if I don't have time and I'm busy, I'm like, yo, Sloop, bro, please edit this video for me.
Yeah.
And he does it. And then I have Geek Era, Kaiko Era, he's a photographer. So he records half my shit.
Right.
If like I'm just like, yo, I don't have money to pay these high end videographers and stuff like that. Can you come record for me?
Sure.
He just takes the cam, he records for me. So those are the two people who always help me out and stuff like that. So like if us three are like, yo, lock in.
Yeah.
And I have also my schoolmates that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Those are the, bro, like, everyone knows these people at this point because, like, I always rotate them in my videos.
Sure.
Because these are basically my actors, my people, my castmates. These are my castmates.
Yeah.
If I can say, okay, no, I need 10 niggas for a video, but then, now there's only 5 people coming. Phone call, boys in. I need 5 niggas.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, I'm sending an Uber. Make sure all niggas pull up.
Quick.
They pull up. You know what I'm saying? They're always there for me. Those are the rag boys. And also, I have a lot of female friends that I grew up with in high school and stuff like that. People like even Adiola.
Yeah.
People like my dearest man, her really close now. So those are always people whenever I need people to shoot with, they're always there. So when it comes to all these things, it takes time. I like to say a week of planning.
Yeah.
But then when the day we shoot, like the thing is we good at what we do, especially when it comes to editing and recording and stuff. The day we shoot, there's some days like if today I'm like, yo, I want to go crazy this month and I want to start today. I can shoot 4 videos today. I'm talking, I'll shoot a smash a pass, I'll rate me 1 to 10, I kiss a desk.
Oh,
I just go to the back and change.
Yo.
I go to the back, I change the cast.
Right.
I have 45 people pull up. We throw young chillers. Everybody comes. We shoot the videos. And then everybody goes home. I'm talking about we started like 12.
Right.
Until like 9, 10 at night.
Ooh.
10 at night, we drop everybody home because most people don't have a chance. So we drop niggas home and everything. And then we shop for videos.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, everybody's up, 6 o'clock, editing. The first time we did a Smash Your Pass, which is on a Saturday, Sunday was my birthday.
Yeah.
We shot on Saturday in the morning.
Yeah.
Went to Slug's house, like, yo, Slug, this video has to drop today.
Yeah.
4 o'clock, that video came out.
No way.
This is a video that was shot 1.5 hour long video. Chopped it down, cut it, edited, blah, 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 whoop this. Let's remember now, the thing is, everyone had their own intro piece.
Yes.
You have to put all of that inside,
together. Yeah.
Put everybody's Instagram handles.
Oh, my Lord.
Blah, bro, like, from 6 till 3, editing. Got data, blah, 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 uploaded that video, 4 o'clock, went crazy.
Yes,
because like I was just like everyone is posting happy birthday, now everybody's watching me, you know what I'm saying?
So
I don't
like
want no happy birthday,
yeah. I want you to watch my video.
So at the same time, dropped the video, I was like, yo, don't say happy birthday, we're just saying happy birthday, say happy birthday with the link, you know what I'm saying? So that's what everybody did, and that's when that video went skyrocket. So that went crazy.
So you're very aggressive, bro.
No, we go crazy, like, if you want to actually see how crazy we go, just watch in September. Like if you see a video every second day, just know, hey, it's
rough. Yeah, no, 100%, man.
Yeah.
But what kind of work ethic do you do you think you'd want to apply even when it comes to the YouTube content that you're making?
No. I think you already answered that question. Like, just demon mode 24/7.
I want to wake up every single day.
Mm. Yeah.
And every single day, I want to at least shoot and edit something.
Mm.
Mm.
Shoot and edit something. You know what I'm saying? But also at the same time, I want a team to also do the same thing.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I want to be running like so many channels and just be like cooling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you say YouTube homepage,
yeah.
I want at least 5 of those videos of that first screen, just my videos.
Sheesh.
It doesn't have to be my channel though. Mm. You know what I mean? Can be other people's channel, I mean, but I'm just my face must be there, thumbnail. You know?
Yeah.
Then that's when I know, okay, now I'm on YouTube for real. YouTube, yeah. You know what I mean?
Kids, you're so hungry, bro. Nah, you are so hungry, dude.
But it's good to have a team behind you, man, because I can see, like, you know, you have reliable people that you can come through, bro, call it, hit them up, and then they just deliver straight up. No?
Yeah.
Yo, you must build a lot of close relationships with a lot of people then, bro.
Yeah.
All the people you have in your videos, like, all of them know you, they're all chilling, and I'm like, dude, how do you deal with so many parties in this place? Literally.
Wait, don't say like that. But
I'm
saying I just feel like that comes with like your personality. You can't build that off like helping people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just genuinely just a nice person, like off camera type shit. Like I help a lot of people out and stuff like that. So that's why when it's time for like people to help me out, it's a thing of like they're throwing themselves in. You know what I'm saying? And it's also like these people, I grew up with them. So, like, I know them. Like, I know them type thing. So, it's not a matter of, like... And most of the time when we're doing these things, it's not like we're working.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, let's go chill. Let's go... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the bros are like, yo, let's go chill, bro. We're going to shoot a video.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If people come in like, yo, bro, what you doing? Say, nah, we're just chilling. It means I'm shooting a video. Yeah.
This is prestigious.
Like, it's like... that's what chilling means to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's just what it is. Like, we just be chilling. So, yeah.
Oh yeah, but dude, you know, shooting a video, when you say tell people chilling, people don't think like, yeah, shooting content, taking content. Mm. So you're very aggressive, bro.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you're very aggressive. And humble, though, because you're saying, you're calling me chilling, bro.
Yeah.
But you're working your ass off and that, you know, respect to that, bro, because we know how much effort involved and you just being on that grind, bro. Mm. But talking about being on that grind, bro, you know, I must just reference this video here, right? This is...
Take care of your friends.
This is you.
Take care of your
and
homies.
Ricky. Mm. You know?
Make sure you support the young people coming up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
King Umar, number one channel blowing up right now on the YouTube. Doing it for the culture, giving you guys the entertainment that you want. Support him, support each other. The channel is here for you. You here for the channel. It's an exchange of energies. It's an exchange of love. We'll catch you guys on the other side. It's your boy, Ricky Rick. If you never hear from me again, I love you. God bless you. Good night.
Shout out, man. That was crazy.
Now, bro, that's so deep, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Because you know, now it's a lot deeper than when we first watched your content when you dropped it. And, like, I remember, you know, this video going completely viral when he, unfortunately, you know, when he passed away. Mm. But, like, I mean, you know... You know, this was pretty much Ricky Rick saying his goodbye, you know, through you and through your subscribers and your channel and stuff like that, bro. At this moment and at that time of you seeing this video, bro, or actually recording this video, did you even pick up anything that, you know, like that was him saying his goodbyes, bro? Because, you know, like, it's such a sad video now.
Yeah, it really is. It hits the internet different now.
Yeah, bro. You know, when we watch, it's so... You know, it's such an oxymoron because this is one of your dopest videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you talk about the drip and it's so fun. But then now when you look at it, it becomes so, like, surreal.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
In the moment, like, even if you continue playing, you're like, I was like, yo, that's so deep. Like, I was just on some, like, Ricky Rick is always a person who used to give us a lot of advice, especially the youth. He used to give us advice and, like, told, like, yo, you got to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. Like, even, like, after we actually shot this video, he actually sat with us for, like, at least 30 minutes to an hour, just, like, telling us how to move forward, how to the next trip, like how to do this, how to do this, how to do this, and stuff like that. And in that moment, we just thinking like, no, Ricky Rick is just speaking to us. He's giving us advice on how to get to the next level.
Mm.
I never really thought of it like a situation of like, it's a goodbye message.
Mm.
I just thought it was like it's the next step message. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So after obviously the passing away and everything, when I look back at that video, I was just like, it was the message from Ricky Rick and everything, but this video literally has a whole big message towards me. Because especially after the conversation we had after that. After that, Ricky Rick took my number and everything. Like, it was even a thing of, like, he's going to an event. It's like, yo, Omar, what are you doing, bro? Pull up. Type of thing like that. There was one event I hosted in Rich and Famous, and I actually invited him over. There was his last performance.
Wow. Oh, jeez.
Like, 2 days after
he passed away.
No way.
So, like, we had him at our last event.
Yeah.
We had him at our last message.
Imagine.
So, like, yeah. I basically took one of the last pictures with Ricky Rick, because I actually have a picture with him on that same day. So, it's like a thing of, like, we were such a close part at that time. And, like, he was even speaking to me about, like, Cotton Fest and everything, how he wants me to, like, help him host Cotton Fest and how he wants me to be on the main stage and everything. And I was like, Ricky Rick always had a bigger vision than everybody else. And it's going to be very hard to fill up those shoes of Ricky. Even the way Cotton Fest happened, cool, it was a great success and everything, but it wasn't really at Ricky Rick's level. You know what I'm saying? So there's a bigger message than what people see from this video. They just think it's just me and Ricky Rick. But, like, to me, it had a big effect. You know what I'm saying? Even people were calling me up that day talking about, like, okay, this is the chance. Like, so many people were sending me voice notes and saying, like, yo, this is your chance. This is basically passing all your blessings to him. Blah, blah. So, like, you just have to operate from here. And the crazy thing is, I literally just met Ricky Rick. Like, this happened, like, in a span of a month or two. Like, I barely knew Ricky Rick, but I always used to look up to him because I knew, cool.
Yeah, I do believe that, we lost a real great person, but, I mean, Mr. King, I mean, you have, like, the greatest goodbye message from him. I mean, and you have such a cool piece of content. Yeah. And like you said now, bro, you know, people who's hating, now you have one of the most strongest pieces. And, you know, you shouldn't feel that you're not doing stuff for the culture, bro, because you're doing the most.
Yeah.
You're doing most, bro. You're doing the most.
I know. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
But it's crazy that you still get hate like this, though, bro. You know,
you know, it's normal. Like, I actually heard from, like a lot of people always tell me this, like, if, like, bro, like, if no one is hating on you, you're not doing anything right. Because if someone has to say shit about you, it means they have to take the time and effort of their day to actually realize a mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you watch your stuff and you see no mistake, that person has to watch it the same how you watched it and find a mistake.
Yeah.
So that's how you know you're banging. Because no one would take the, bro, no one would ever take the time off their day and be like, there's something wrong
here. Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you doing
your thing. Paying attention.
You know
they
what I'm
just,
saying?
They just
hate. You know, you can please most of the people most of the time, but you cannot please everyone all the time.
No.
You know?
There's no way.
Especially, you know, you got such a big fan base, bro, you know? So you're obviously going to get those people. But hey, listen to me. Long as they, you're making money from the monitors.
Yeah, as long as they're watching the back. I'm good. You can hate as much as you want. Comment all the hate. You know what I'm saying? The more you comment, the more views that go up. You know what I'm saying? The more views, you know what I'm saying?
You're good.
You take everything. You take likes, dislikes, comments,
whatever you do to my video is going to help.
It's
YouTube doesn't see, oh no, this person said, no, your video is ugly. They're not going to promote it. YouTube sees comments, more views.
Gone. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? So keep doing your thing. Shout out to you.
Yeah, keep doing your thing, guys. Well, I mean, gems were being dropped by, you know, the one and only Ricky Rick, RIP to him. And gems were being dropped by King Omar, you know, but there's going to be more gems that are going to be on the way just after this ad break. Stay tuned.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of KongCast with the one, the only, our special guest of honor, Mr. King Omar!
Hey! Yes, sir.
Yeah, guys, it's been a good interview, you know, an insightful one. We're in the last bit of the interviews coming up, but King Omar, thank you for being here, you know.
Really,
your
appreciate
highest
it.
Viewed video on YouTube,
yeah,
right, is Smash or Pass, right?
Yeah.
How many of those are you looking to do, bro? And also, when it comes to the idea for it, what do you want to do with it? Because it seems like it's just like Because okay. It's a King Omar
okay,
thing
okay,
now.
Okay, let me jump here because I've really been enjoying this interview. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me jump the spice here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
First of all, in September, I'm going to be dropping probably 3 Smash Up Pass videos.
Oh, yeah.
Another 3. I'm going to be doing one in Joburg, one in Pretoria, one in Durban. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how things go, we might go to Namibia, we might go to Botswana, and we might do, what's the other country? I forgot the other country. But like, there's 3 other countries we're going to and might be doing Smash Pass all day again. Smash Pass, Remy, it's on go.
What?
And trust me, if we're shooting in September, we're dropping in September.
Yeah.
So if I drop every day, don't complain, just enjoy, smile, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there is a new concept of Smash Pass, but it's a scary one. You know what I'm saying? Because not the normal one. But the thing is, Smash Pass with a button. So basically what's going to happen is, we might do 1 or 2 of them, but like basically what's going to happen is there's going to be a button in the middle and like a girl is going to sit there and guys are going to come. So a guy will come, sit there, she'll either say smash or pass type of thing. Right. And then she must explain why. And like if you get a smash, you get to stay.
Okay.
So like let's say I'm a guy, I come, I sit there and she's not going to unsmash you. So you stay now and she goes.
Okay.
And then another girl comes. Okay. And it stays like that until we get a thing of like, both people are saying smash. And then when they both say smash each other,
yeah,
then they're going to have like a young date thing. And then when they get a young date thing, if they still want to continue whatever they're doing,
yeah,
then after that, we're obviously going to get a real, real date and we will take care of that.
Oh, wait, bro. So
that's smash the whole thing. Smash 2.0, huh?
Yeah.
No, this is like a whole like, show, bro.
Yeah, it's
King Omar thing for sure, bro.
Yeah, no, it's going to go crazy. So we're just setting that up. Obviously, you're going to start with Joburg because that's where you're from.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take care of the other places.
And when you're talking about like Botswana and Namibia and them, there's other YouTubers that are there too.
Yeah. We went to Botswana and it was amazing. It was crazy. It was really nice. We met a lot of people in Botswana, so nice.
Hmm.
So after having, oh yeah, the other country was Swaziland, my bad.
Yeah.
But like after going to Botswana and stuff, like, we were like, yeah, no, we have to travel more to other countries, meet other people. And Namibia came up number one. People in Namibia were going crazy. So I'm going to come there soon. I'm just sorting out things. Yeah. Give me time. I'm going to be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll go there, take care of the people there and just see what's happening. So yeah.
That's amazing, bro. Yeah, Especially, such a big thing. That's super fresh.
Yeah, man.
Like, guys, yo, Hari J, exclusive.
Yeah, exclusive. Yeah. And Kong
don't tell
yes.
anyone else. Just for us.
Ah, man.
But yeah, let's talk about your highest viewed reel, sir. Mm. All right.
Mm.
Your highest viewed reel is...
Charlie said I'm scared.
It's actually, you know, the highest viewed reel that you have on your Insta is of you and your crush.
My crush, crush.
Yeah, well, your caption said that's your crush. That's what your caption said, you know. But that's your highest viewed reel. And basically.
And it's relationship-based content,
yeah.
You know, and it does so well. So what can you tell us about relationship kind of content?
I was going to give you guys a lot of tea, but like, I can't do that now.
What
all
you
of
mean?
A sudden, YouTube is getting crazy, you know what I'm saying? But on YouTube, there's a lot of people who watch YouTube, you know what I'm saying? And like, you have to give a lot of people what they relate to. Okay. And in South Africa right now, whenever you talk about Mjolo, blah, 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 it goes crazy.
It goes mad.
So I'm like, all right, babe. So y'all need to talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys what your low-key want. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Relationship here, blah, 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 this, that, all of that. So that's what basically you do.
Yeah.
Giving people what they want. Find out what they're talking about a lot in South Africa, relationship stuff. Every relationship thing you just see, if someone gets pregnant today, they can get 100k followers if you know what you're doing right.
Yeah.
Whoever you are.
Yeah.
If you get pregnant today, you can get 100k followers tomorrow if you know how to promote it well.
Sure.
You get what I'm saying? So it's just a thing of like, you just have to know how to execute it.
Yeah.
But like, things with relationship in South Africa, whether it's relationship, where it's like sexual things, people are more intrigued into that.
Into that.
You know what I'm saying? It's basically drama. People just like drama.
Like drama.
And that's everywhere in the world. People like drama. People want to get invested into something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something they obviously can relate to. And at the ages that we are, like from the ages of 16 to like 25, that's like teenager phase, hormones, all of those things.
Yeah.
That's the only thing in their faces. Yeah. That's not even like in high school, that's the only thing we're talking about. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's basically giving people what they want.
I see. Well, speaking of giving people what they want, you're known for hosting like these YouTube camps, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know you go to Cape Town and like you break, there was a video I saw where you brought Ziliwizi was there and a couple of other YouTubers also there in the house in Cape Town.
Yeah, that's the first ever YouTube house we ever done in Cape Town, and I obviously organized that. That was amazing. I don't even lie, it was my first time ever in Cape Town, and I'm blessed to go with the group I went and to have the experience we had.
Yeah.
Cape Town, it's crazy that Cape Town is actually my highest city followed on Instagram. And Cape Town is just amazing. When I go there, the love is crazy.
It's mad.
People just love me so much in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And that's why, from then, I went 3 times and it's only been like, 6 months. So I might go next month too. I don't know. But people love me in Cape Town. That's why I love going there. So, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about them and like YouTube camps in general.
Because you organized the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're the brains behind this.
Yeah.
Because we had
Zeluizi.
Yeah. And he was like, no, but King put this together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what was the thinking? Yeah, because I mean you put in a bunch of influential YouTubers together.
Yeah.
And like what was a thinking process prior to you doing this?
Yeah, the preparation, all that.
Like one thing in my head is I know for a fact, and this is like not even no jokes, that I'm literally giving whoever has money right now, I'm giving you team a halati. You know what I'm saying? Easiest way to make money right now. Like, if you get a YouTube house, a house, and you put 10 YouTubers in there, no matter what content we make, for as long as we're in that house, that shit is blowing up. No matter what we do. I started off my vlog channel when a week before I went to Cape Town. And I wasn't like, I think I hit like 5K subscribers before I got to Cape Town and stuff like that. People know how hard it is to get monetized on YouTube. Everyone who started their vlog channel got monetized in Cape Town.
Really?
What?
Everybody who even like was in that small space, just like you just have to be with us 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's no way you didn't benefit anything.
Is it like an energy then? Is it like all of you are hungry?
You see when everyone is just locked in.
Yeah.
And like you see someone else, like it's basically healthy competition.
Mm.
And this is our motto actually. We came up in Cape Town. Like whenever you just see someone doing anything that's not YouTube related, everyone just says, "Ah, you're not working. You're not working." People will literally wake up. How many videos did you drop today? Nah, I only dropped one video. One video? Ah, you're not working. Bro, in Cape Town, we used to drop 2-3 videos a day.
Really?
Jeez.
Bro, we used to go crazy.
Yeah.
Bro, like, yo, you're so crazy, bro. Everyone was in that small circle of ours. Cloud, gone. Everything. Post a picture, gone.
Gone.
Put anything you do, TikTok, anything, gone. And it was just so crazy.
I'm sure you're about to host a lot more of those then. No?
Yeah, we are. It's just that like timing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like we did it at a great time around that time, the spring, you know, Cape Town was amazing. There was also like holiday seasons and stuff like that, so it was nice. But right now people are in school and all of that, so timing. But soon. You know what I mean? I don't want to say too much, but you're going to go crazy.
But King, you got quite a, from the time I spent with you now, you got a very aggressive personality, you know?
Yeah.
In terms of, you like, career-wise, you're very career-driven, which is amazing, right? But, like, you're also very advanced in your thinking because, I mean, you're talking about strategies that you implement in your essay that it's such a game changer because, I mean, if you look at the biggest YouTubers, some of the biggest YouTubers in the world, they implemented the same thing, you know, Logan Paul, Jake Paul with Team 5 and stuff, you know.
Team
10. Team 10, you know.
Yeah,
that's
my boys.
Yeah. Bro, locked in, Jake Paul or Logan Paul, bro?
Okay. This is a big question, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was a Logan Paul fan for the longest time ever.
Yeah.
Like, I used to Logan Paul so hard, Maverick, all of that was crazy.
Yeah.
But then also it got to a point where like Team 10 went crazy and I was just like, don't ask me who I like. I just watched them all, bro. Literally, bro. You should be a thing of like, we used to go to school and everything's like, yo, did you watch that? Because that thing is you drop every single
day. Yeah, they're crazy, bro.
For 365 days and I was there.
Yeah.
On my phone watching every single day, bro. It was amazing, bro. I want to lie. And that's the level that I want to be at. I want to just be like every single day. A video must drop. And I'm talking about 1 million views. Easy. That's what they were doing. That's when we like, now we are working for real. Right now, we're just like, we're relaxing. We are still sleeping. You know, we're relaxing. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, I would say Logan Paul for the longest time. But then, there was a time he stopped dropping a little bit. And also, I went back checked and I looked at it, how long he stopped dropping for. I think he only stopped dropping for 2 weeks and it felt like 6 months.
Yeah.
He stopped dropping for 2 weeks and then that's when I started watching his brother a lot after that whole beef of him and his brother happening.
Yeah.
Stopped dropping for 2 weeks, I started watching his brother a lot. And I was like, he's also cool. And I watched the whole Team 10, watched all of them. From his girlfriend to the brothers, the two...
The manager.
All of them. Everyone. So... Yeah, I love them both.
Yeah,
I watch them both.
Nah, man.
So, yeah.
No, YouTube camps all the way, man. YouTube camps all the way. I didn't even know like there's a competitive spirit with YouTubers.
Yeah,
like,
no, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Bro, we literally have a group chat.
Yeah.
We have a group chat. And if we say this month we're going crazy, I know we're going to go crazy.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. September, the pressure's a lot.
Yeah.
YouTubers are hiring professional cameramen full time. I ain't going to talk about names, but hey, be careful on YouTube.
Yeah. They're coming strong.
Nah, it's coming hard. It's coming hard. Where? You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about this. You're currently 184,000 subscribers.
I think 87 now.
You know
when I drew up these questions,
your numbers keep on changing.
They just keep going up. You know, so,
this is like a week.
And I even dropped. I even dropped the whole month.
But it's going up.
You know, and your growth is so exponential right now. So, I mean, 100, that's so much, firstly, bro. Congratulations on 187,000 followers.
Mm.
You know, statistically, the average small town media company is about 30,000 to 40,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to give you a little, so you like five media companies put together, one man, bro. But like, dude, like you're so good at what you're doing at the moment, right? As a YouTuber, I'm sure you forecast, okay, how long till I get to another 5,000, or how long till I get to another 1,000, or, you know, I'm sure you've seen the numbers and, you know, you're deep diving into your analytics.
Mm.
So tell us, you know, how long till you take until you hit 200, because it's happening so fast
it's
now.
Gonna
it looks like
soon
it's going to happen like next week, the rate you're growing, you know. Can you keep up with it?
I can tell when I drop a video.
Mm. Mm.
Like, if let's say I drop a video, because I'm actually dropping today. So if I drop this video today and I see like in the first hour it does like a certain number of views, I'm just like, yeah, no, next week I can be on 200K.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And then after, if I see, I only dropped one video this month, I'm not going to be on 200K. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I know for a fact, like, end of this year, I'm definitely going to, like, even 300K is small. I'm just saying it to be like, yo, I'm going to be on 300K. But like, end of this year, I'm going to be on 300K subscribers. You know what I mean? If I push at the level I want to push it, you know what I'm saying? If I push the way my brain is telling me to push, next year, my birthday, we're no more going to be saying thank you for 20K subscribers. We're going to be saying next year, we're going to be saying thank you for more. You know what I mean? So I just want that gold plaque.
And then
low-key, I want to leave. I don't lie.
Yeah.
After the gold plaque, I just want to leave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's the milestone. That's the gold plaque. And then you like, okay.
Yeah. Get up and move. You know what I'm saying?
Sheesh. Okay.
So,
no, road to 200K from now on, man. Yeah, road to 200K. But King Omar, thank you so much for coming on Concast.
It's a pleasure. Really
you
enjoyed
know,
it.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff having you, you know. And, you know, anyone who comes and sits in this seat, you home, bro. You know, your family.
Like
home,
so yeah,
100%. Your family here at Kong Republic. Is there anything you want to say to your fans? That's your camera right there. Let them know. Whatever you want to say. Thank you. Whatever.
What I would like to say is, piece of advice, download Twitch. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah?
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Join now before it's too late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Join now before it's too late. But I'm just saying, download Twitch.
Download Twitch. And what can we expect from King Omar in the future, man?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. Even King Omar doesn't know what's happening, but there's just going to be a lot happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything. Basically everything.
Everything.
Everything. Like my two channels are going to be crazy. You know, I'm going to say two, because then next minute there's a third one, and then you're asking me, say two, Mara.
Yeah.
But just know YouTube, it's not going to be the same.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be. That's the goal, actually. I actually want it to be a situation where, like, there's actually my biggest goal is to actually see, like, okay, now in South Africa, we have at least 10 YouTubers who are on a mall.
Mm.
That's all I want to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I can see 10 YouTubers on a mall in South Africa, that's what I know. Okay, I know. We push.
We are.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We push something.
Mm.
So that's the main objective. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that's definitely going to happen. So, I mean,
definitely, bro.
You guys are aggressive. You're hitting it very hard. And, like, you know, from our side, bro, like Jan said, thank you for coming through.
100%.
It's been such an honor and a pleasure to meet you.
Appreciate
you know, we do look up to you. We really do, bro.
Yeah.
You know, we small babies. We just hit 351 subs.
We're tiny, bro.
But, man, you know, like, really, it's so inspirational to look up to you guys and have you all in the studio. Give us tips directly. You know, give our viewers tips and exactly show us the ropes on how to do it, man.
Mm.
So we don't take anything for granted. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for dropping your gems, bro. Please feel welcome, bro. You know where our studios is bro. Now. You know, we're young in the game here. Come through, hit us up, bro. Yeah. Feel like home, man. You know, you're now part of the family now, dude.
Let's do a special pass here.
Yeah, do a special pass here, bro. Yeah.
Hey.
You know? Make it happen. Let us know, bro. Yeah. You know, we got full of other services that you can take advantage of, bro. You know, so just pull through, hit us up, bro. You don't need to go through a website. Give us a shout.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, come through, bro. You know, come through. I know, you're a good guy. You don't drink. You don't smoke.
Yeah.
But still too, bro, you create content and that's exactly what we do.
That's what we're about.
That's what we're doing.
So, bro, thank you once again. And then from our side, to thank you for coming through and whatnot, bro, we want to give you an exclusive photo shoot to the value of $3,000, bro.
All right.
Yeah. You know, so please come through, 100%. Get your photo shoot doing, and let's make it a nice one, bro.
Yeah. Let's do it, man.
Let's go. Well, guys, that is it. Everybody here from Kong Republic on Kongcast with the one, the only Mr. King Omar in the building. But here from Kong Republic and everybody here, we'd like to say safe. Bye, everyone.
And shoo.
Kong Republic, I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kongcast.